All right. So have you ever felt like your brain just hit a wall?
Oh, yeah.
Like you're stuck in quicksand, deadlines coming up, but your brain just refuses to cooperate.
That's the
Start
worst.
diving into those sneaky obstacles today, mental blocks.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to explore this awesome article from Reich. It's called Tips on How to Overcome Mental Blocks.
I love this article.
Yeah, hopefully by the end you'll be a mental block-busting ninja. But before we get to all the strategies and tips, let's break down what exactly we're dealing with. What is a mental block?
Well, it's more than just a momentary annoyance, right?
Yeah.
They're real psychological barriers. They can really hold us back.
So, like, how would you define it?
The article, it defines a mental block as a psychological obstacle, and it prevents you from completing tasks or reaching your goals.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Like, you ever get that feeling of just spinning your wheels,
Oh yeah.
stuck on the same problem but going nowhere? Yeah, that's a mental block in action.
It's like a hamster on a wheel, but way less cute. The
Exactly.
article talks about getting trapped by our own thought processes.
Oh, yeah, it's a trap.
Yeah, and that really resonates with me. How do we even know if it's a mental block?
That's a good question. There are some signs, some symptoms you might not even realize are connected to it,
Okay.
like mood swings,
Oh, yeah.
feeling super irritable or just totally unmotivated. Even your sleep can be affected.
Right.
And believe it or not, it can even impact your physical endurance.
Wow. I don't know that we made that connection, but it makes sense. If your brain's exhausted, your whole body feels it. But this article's not all doom and gloom.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's packed with like super practical tips for busting through these mental barriers.
Like a whole toolbox full.
Okay, so we know what we're up against. Now let's unmask the culprits, you know. What causes these mental blocks in the first place?
Well, there are a bunch of saboteurs. Some are pretty obvious, like mental exhaustion, from just juggling a million
Yeah,
decisions.
too many tabs open in your brain.
Exactly. Or lack of sleep. We all know we need our rest, but wow, it really impacts our brains.
Yeah, for sure.
And then there's nutrition.
Oh, right.
What you feed your brain really matters.
Makes me want to reach for those chips. Had no brain ever. So we got the obvious ones, but what about the sneaky culprits? The ones that we don't always think about.
Oh, well, there are plenty. Procrastination's a big one.
Yeah.
Putting things off just creates more anxiety, and that feeds right into the mental
It's a
blocks.
vicious cycle.
And you know what else can contribute?
When?
Your workspace. A
Really?
cluttered environment, it can lead to a cluttered mind.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. I can't focus when my desk looks like a tornado hit it.
You're right. But sometimes those culprits, they're not external, they're internal.
Oh, you mean like those voices in our heads?
Exactly. The article talks about imposter syndrome.
Ugh, that feeling of not being good enough.
Yeah. And perfectionism.
Both of those can lead to self-doubt, right?
Definitely. And then that just fuels the mental blocks.
It's like a chain reaction. One negative thought leads to another, and then bam, you're frozen. And if you're already feeling pessimistic,
Oh, yeah, pessimism is a drain.
it just makes it harder to even get started.
It can totally prevent us from even trying.
So we've got a pretty good picture of what we're dealing with here. But the article doesn't just leave us hanging with a list of problems, right?
Of course not.
It's packed with solutions, a whole toolkit for conquering these mental blocks.
It's amazing. I love this part.
So let's crack open that toolbox and see what weapons we have. What's our first line of defense?
One of the most powerful things you can do is break down those huge tasks into smaller, more manageable pieces.
Oh, that makes sense.
The article actually uses Reich's project management tools as an example. Their platform helps you visualize this, makes it way less daunting.
It's like taking a giant scary monster and turning it into a bunch of little kittens.
Much easier to handle, right?
Way less intimidating. So we've broken down the tasks. What's next in our arsenal of awesome?
Get ready to channel your inner Marie Kondo because it's time to declutter.
Oh, I love a good decluttering session. So the article talks about the connection between a tidy workspace and a tidy mind.
It does. It's all about creating a space that's free of distractions so your mind can focus.
Yeah, clear space, clear mind. It's a classic for a reason. A clean desk does wonders for me. Okay, so we've broken down those monster tasks. We've decluttered our surroundings. What's the next step in our mental blockbusting journey?
This one might surprise you. Sometimes the best thing you can do is walk away.
Wait, really? Isn't that like giving into the block?
Not at all.
Okay.
The article stresses how important it is to take breaks, It even suggests doing something totally unrelated to work, like a crossword puzzle.
Interesting.
It's about giving your brain a chance to reset and come back fresh.
So it's like tricking your brain into problem solving without it even knowing.
Exactly. Even a short power nap can work wonders.
I can get behind that. All right, so we've rested our minds. We're back in the game. What's next?
Time to get a fresh perspective.
Love that. Sometimes you get so stuck in your own head, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Exactly. The article emphasizes the power of outside input.
Makes sense.
Reading articles, talking to people, even just doing some research online, those things can spark new ideas and solutions.
So simple, but so effective.
It even suggests using templates to guide your work. They specifically mention Reich's creative brief template.
Oh, cool. I'll check that out. This is shaping up to be a pretty powerful toolkit. What else can we add to our mental blockbusting arsenal?
Next up, we're tackling the inner critic.
Oh, that voice. We all have one, right? That little gremlin whispering doubts in your ear.
Exactly. The article says we need to pay attention to that dialogue to figure out what's holding us back. Is it fear, perfectionism, imposter syndrome? Once you know what you're dealing with, you can address it.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But how do we actually quiet that negative self-talk?
The article suggests incorporating things like exercise, meditation, or journaling. These can help you become more mindful and gain control over those negative thoughts.
Like training your brain to focus on the positive.
Exactly.
Love it. What else we got?
This one's all about building your skill set.
I could see how that would help.
The article points out that feeling unprepared, that's a major contributor to mental blocks.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. If you don't feel confident in your abilities, it's easy to get stuck.
Right. So taking the time to research, learn, and practice can make a world of difference.
The more skilled you are, the more confident you feel.
Exactly. Yep. And the less likely you are to hit those mental roadblocks.
It's like a positive feedback loop.
It is.
All right, what else?
This one's about the power of organization. The article really emphasizes the benefits of having a daily schedule.
Having a schedule is like having a roadmap for your day.
Right.
Right? It takes away so much of that decision fatigue.
Absolutely. And remember that tip about keeping your workspace organized? Well, the article takes it a step further. It emphasizes the importance of organization in all aspects of your work.
So organization is key, both internally and externally.
Got it.
What other brilliant strategies does this article have in store for us?
This next one might sound a little counterintuitive. Compartmentalization?
Oh, okay. How does that help with mental blocks?
It's about separating your work life from your personal life, setting boundaries.
Okay, I see.
They even use Reich's Spaces feature as an example, showing how you can create separate areas for different projects. This helps prevent that feeling of being constantly on.
That's so important in today's world, where we're always connected.
It is. It allows your brain to focus on one thing at a time.
This toolkit is seriously impressive. What else do we have left to explore?
This one's about flipping the script on fear.
Wait, how could fear be helpful? Isn't that usually what triggers the block in the first place?
It can be, but the article suggests using your fear to your advantage. It's about acknowledging those fears of failure and using them as motivation to plan thoroughly and be prepared.
So instead of letting fear paralyze you, you channel it into action.
Exactly. You anticipate what could go wrong so you're not caught off guard.
That takes away so much of the anxiety. Okay, what's the final piece of this mental blockbusting puzzle?
The article ends on a really important note. Rest.
Knew it. Sleep is a superpower.
It emphasizes the importance of getting those 7 to 9 hours every night.
It's amazing how much we underestimate the power of sleep.
The article points out that when we're sleep deprived, our brains just can't function at their best.
Right.
We're more prone to mental blocks. We make more errors. Our creativity takes a nosedive.
So rest is not a luxury. It's essential.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've gone from feeling stuck to feeling totally empowered.
I love that.
We've identified the enemy, we've unmasked the culprits, and now we have a whole arsenal of strategies to break through those mental barriers. We talked about breaking down tasks, decluttering our space, taking breaks, getting fresh perspectives, silencing that inner critic, building our skills, managing stress, compartmentalizing our work, using fear as fuel, and prioritizing rest. Wow, that's a lot.
It is. But remember, it's not about doing everything perfectly.
Right.
It's about finding what works for you.
It's about creating your own personalized mental blockbusting routine.
I love that. Your own mental blockbusting routine.
But there's one more crucial aspect of mental blocks that we need to address, and it's especially relevant to our listeners. The dreaded creative slump.
Yes. The creative slump is a beast of its own, and the article has some really interesting insights into how to overcome it.
Well, we're ready to tackle it. Let's dive into the creative slump and explore those insights in part two of our deep dive. See you soon.
Bye. Welcome back. We were just about to tackle that particularly frustrating experience for creatives.
The dreaded creative slump.
Yeah, the dreaded creative slump. And I think we've all hit that wall at some point, even if we don't consider ourselves, you know, professional creatives.
Certainly. Everyone gets stuck sometimes. So what makes a creative slump different from those other mental blocks we talked about?
Well, the article makes this really interesting connection between creative slumps and bad habits, and also a lack of self-awareness. It suggests that all of those factors can combine to create like chronic mental blocks.
Oh, the ones that just keep coming back.
Yeah, exactly. Like a vicious cycle.
You get stuck, you lose confidence, and then it's even harder to break free the next time.
Exactly. And for creative people, this can be really damaging. You know, it directly impacts their ability to do their best work.
So how do we break free from this cycle? What does the article suggest?
It all comes back to self-knowledge, something we talked about earlier. The article really emphasizes the need to understand your own creative process, your strengths, your weaknesses, the patterns that might be contributing to those blocks.
It's like becoming a detective of your own mind.
Yeah.
Figuring out what triggers those slumps and what helps you get back on track.
Exactly. And once you have that self-awareness, you can start developing strategies that are tailored to your needs.
Okay.
Maybe it's about taking more breaks, experimenting with different techniques, or even just stepping away from a project for a bit.
So there's no one-size-fits-all solution. It's about finding what works for you.
Exactly. The article also highlights how important it is to establish good habits. Having a good routine can actually help prevent those slumps from happening in the first place.
So things like setting realistic deadlines, having a dedicated workspace, prioritizing self-care, those all play a role.
Absolutely. It's about creating a work routine that supports your creativity, not hinders it. And remember, rest is not a luxury. It's an essential part of the process.
That makes me think about that thought-provoking question the article asks at the end.
Oh, yeah. What one thing could you do today to better understand your own creative process and its potential roadblocks?
That's such a great question. It could be something as simple as taking a few minutes to reflect on your work habits.
Or trying one of the strategies we've discussed.
Exactly. It's about taking that first step towards self-discovery and building a more resilient creative practice.
The more you understand how your creative mind works, the better you'll be at overcoming those blocks and keeping those creative juices flowing.
Absolutely. We've covered so much ground today.
Yeah, we have.
We've explored those mental blocks. We talked about their causes, the symptoms, and we've got this whole toolkit of strategies for breaking through them. We even dug into that creative slump and how important self-knowledge is for navigating it.
It's been a real deep dive into the inner workings of our minds, but those blocks, even though they're annoying, they're not impossible to overcome.
Right.
With the right tools and a little bit of self-awareness, you can break through them and reach your full potential.
I love that. That's so inspiring. I'm curious, what's one takeaway that you'll be implementing after this deep dive?
For me, it's the power of self-reflection. Just taking the time to understand my own thought patterns, my habits, my triggers. That's going to be crucial for overcoming these blocks and achieving my goals.
I couldn't agree more. It's about becoming the master of your own mind, not letting it control you. And this is just the start of the conversation, right?
Yeah.
We want everyone to keep exploring these topics, try out different strategies, and most importantly, keep creating.
The more we understand about how our minds work, the better we'll be at navigating those challenges, whether at work or in life, and ultimately reaching our full creative potential.
Love it. That's all for today's deep dive into mental blocks.
Thanks for joining us.
Wow, we really dug deep into mental blocks, huh?
We did. It's amazing how much there is to uncover about those sneaky obstacles.
Before we wrap up this mental blockbusting adventure, anything else from that Reich article that really stood out to you?
You know, there is one more thing. It's in that section about the creative slump.
Oh, yeah. The one where we were talking about bad habits and those like chronic mental blocks.
Exactly, those blocks that just keep coming back to haunt you. The article makes this really interesting point. It says that people who constantly have bad habits and don't really self-reflect, well, they often face those chronic mental blocks.
Which I imagine doesn't do wonders for your creative output.
Exactly, it can really lower your creative output and also make you feel less confident.
Ouch, so it's a double whammy. You're stuck and you feel worse about yourself.
It can be a recipe for disaster, creatively speaking. Mm. But, and this is the good news, the article also says that if you focus on building good habits and actually make time for self-reflection, you can turn things around.
So it's about creating that positive momentum.
Yeah, the more you practice those good habits and really get to know your own mind, the easier it becomes to bust through those blocks. You can find that creative flow state more consistently.
Like a positive feedback loop. Instead of being stuck in a downward spiral, you're constantly pushing yourself forward.
Exactly. And the article really emphasizes how important this is for creative people, especially in today's world.
Because let's face it, it's a tough world out there for creatives.
It is. So it's all about building resilience, you know, creating a creative practice that can handle any challenge that comes your way.
That's such a powerful message. It's not just about fixing those one-off mental blocks. It's about building a mindset that's built to last.
Exactly. Creating a work style that supports your creativity over the long term.
I think that's the perfect note to end on. We didn't just want to give a quick fix for mental blocks. We wanted to empower everyone to take control of their creative journey, to build a life that's fulfilling and creatively resilient.
And remember, this is just the beginning. Keep exploring, keep trying new things, and most importantly, keep creating.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's all for today's deep dive into mental blocks. Thanks for joining us.